From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Summertime means fun in the sun, and in Colorado, that fun is often year-round. So is the need to protect ourselves from harmful effects of sun exposure. For this month's Healthy Conversation, I'm joined by Major James Tweed, Chief of Dermatology at Fort Carson. We begin by talking about why the sun can be so damaging.
The two main things that are dangerous with the sun are ultraviolet light B and ultraviolet light A. We just call them UVA and UVB. I think most people are familiar with both of those terms. When it comes to the damaging effects of the sun, UVB tends to be the more worrisome of the two when we're talking about non-melanoma-related skin cancers, such as basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma. About 5% of the light that comes through the atmosphere is UVB. That is the wavelength that gives us our sunburn. And ultimately suntan if we are capable of tanning. UVA is 95% of the UV light that comes through the atmosphere. Originally not thought to be very dangerous. We're finding out that it may very well be more dangerous than we had originally thought. And that is kind of where this whole controversy of tanning bed use, tanning salon use comes in to play here, which you know most tanning salons are using primarily high-flux UVA light to induce tans.
What should we do to protect ourselves from the sun?
Some very easy things to remember. Avoid the sun from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. That's when the sun is at its highest UV index. Make sure that you're applying sunscreen 1/2 hour before you head out, giving it time to set up. Make sure that you're using an SPF of 30 or above. Try to wear some protective clothing. Never expose your infant to sunlight in the first 6 months of life if you can avoid it. They're very susceptible at that age. And currently we don't recommend starting an infant on sunblock until they're at least 6 months. You just got to keep them covered up. Other things you can do, you know, make sure that you're applying your sunblock right after you get out of the water or after excessive sweating. Try to apply an ample amount of sunscreen. So most of us will apply a very thin layer. And really, that dilutes out the SPF. Sprays, on the other hand, are very inconsistent. People like them because they're convenient. But if you're spraying a sunblock on, a lot of times you're missing areas. It's difficult to see where you've been. Once again, they do work. And if that's all you have, please do it. But they're probably not the optimal thing to use.
What should someone look for in a sunblock besides the SPF quality?
What I tell everyone is, look for something that you like, something that says broad spectrum. That's always very important. That means it's going to cover UVA and UVB. Once again, SPF 30 and above.
What kinds of clothing should someone wear when they know they're going to be in the sun?
Probably the most important thing is wearing a wide-brimmed hat. So that covers your ears, your neck, and you know most of your face. From my experience, most of the skin cancers that I diagnose and treat are on the face, and that's obviously what is exposed, you know, every day. So if you're going to be out long periods of time, if you're gardening, you may want to consider purchasing a wide-brim hat.
Are there different factors that put someone more at risk for skin issues when it comes to the sun?
Absolutely. The biggest risk factor is your skin type. So if you are blonde, redhead, freckles, blue-green eyes, you never tan, you always burn, have multiple atypical moles or multiple moles on your skin, that puts you at a significant higher risk for melanoma. People who are more of your construction worker types, farmers, tend to be more at risk for squamous cell carcinoma or basal cell carcinoma. That's more chronic sun exposure. And they can be any skin type, really. So basically, the fairer you are, the greater your risk. It's not to say that all races aren't susceptible, but certainly fair-skinned Caucasians are at the highest risk.
People think, I'm going into the sun, let me put some sunblock on, but they may not realize their eyes are at risk too. What do you recommend for eyes?
Absolutely make sure that you're wearing sunglasses when you go out. A lot of times we forget to do this in children. A lot of times they just pull them off anyway. When it comes to melanoma risk, including ocular melanoma or melanoma of the eye, the sooner you have exposure to UV light, meaning the earlier age you have exposure, the greater your risk for developing melanoma. It includes of the eye and the skin.
So what kinds of things does somebody need to watch for as far as changes in their skin that they might want to get checked out?
So the most common skin cancer in America is a basal cell carcinoma. Close to 2.8 million a year develop. The good news is they're typically not life-threatening, but they can be disfiguring if they're left untreated. With that, sometimes it can be very difficult to tell. Sometimes they can even look like a patch of eczema. They can look like an acne bump. Usually what I tell patients is look out for any easily bleeding bump that persists, doesn't go away, and maybe gradually enlarging in size.
That was Major James Tweed, Chief of Dermatology at Fort Carson. For links to more information, including more on what kinds of skin changes to watch for, visit krcc.org. We'll see you again next month for another healthy conversation. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.